Author's note. This book was born when I was hungry. Let me explain. In the spring of 1996, my second book, a novel, came out in Canada. It didn't fare well. Reviewers were puzzled or damned it with faint praise. Then readers ignored it. Despite my best efforts at playing the clown or the trapeze artist, the media circus made no difference. The book did not move. Books lined the shelves of bookstores like kids standing in a row to play baseball or soccer, and mine was the gangly, unathletic kid that no one wanted on their team. It vanished quickly and quietly. The fiasco didn't affect me too much. I had already moved to another story, a novel set in Portugal in 1939. Only I was feeling restless, and I had a little money. So I flew to Bombay. This is not so illogical if you realize three things. That a stint in India will beat the restlessness out of any living creature. That a little money can go a long way there, and that a novel set in Portugal in 1939 may have very little to do with Portugal in 1939. I had been to India before, in the north, for 5 months. On that first trip, I had come to the subcontinent completely unprepared. Actually, I had a preparation of one word. When I told a friend who knew the country well of my travel plans, he said casually, "They speak a funny English in India. They like words like bamboozle." I remembered his words as my plane started its descent towards Delhi, so the word bamboozle was my one preparation for the rich, noisy, functioning madness of India. I used the word on occasion, and truth be told, it served me well.